Liberal versus conservative. Natural or learned tendencies. At birth, every human is imprinted with two major things. Number one, a sin nature, selfish, lustful pride, 1 John 2:16. Number two, a measure of faith that there is a God who defines good and evil, Romans 12:3. Everything else about a person is developed by experience, which diminishes the first and grows the second, or vice versa. Conservatism is the political manifestation of a God-oriented experience, while liberalism is the political manifestation of a human-oriented experience. A conservative evaluates his performance in the light of his understanding of God, 2 Corinthians 5:7. A liberal evaluates his performance purely subjectively based on his own sense of morality, Jude 1:16. The truth is that we are all born lost because number one above cannot be overcome by number two through natural experience. This is why Christ Jesus had to make it possible for our corrupt nature to be replaced by a new spirit, John 3, 5, and 6. Experience only tempers the two basic characteristics of humans, Proverbs 21, 2. The new birth results in a new creature who is superior in every sense to the natural human, Galatians 5, 22, and 23. The new creature is a child of God with infinite potential for higher order development, 1 John 3:2. The natural human has only the potential of a brute beast, Jude 1:10. There are some liberals who consider themselves spiritual, but they cannot be connected to the true and living God and be in conflict with His Word, which reveals Him. They have simply created a God in their own image, Romans 1:25. There is no fellowship between conservatism and liberalism. The former follows light. The latter follows darkness, 2 Corinthians 6:14. Jesus commanded us to convert all people from liberal, lost, to conservative, found, Matthew 28:19 and 20. No, you cannot separate politics and religion. That lie was propagated to get conservatives to deny their foundation and try to live as liberals.